We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody with you. Back for another video, guys. Today we want to talk about best available players remaining and situations for the Indianapolis Colts in day two of the NFL draft. But before we get going, we'll just say that today's episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit the Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. So, guys, the Colts went with a defensive end here in the first round of the NFL draft. Now, what does that mean for the Indianapolis Colts here in the second day? Well, let's kind of talk real quick, Cody, about, like, trade opportunities. Now, there's a lot of people that are mentioning the idea of trading for a Brandon Ayuk, a Deebo Samuel, or another player that could be potentially on the trade market for a team in this round right here, because the Colts have an opportunity to be able to open some things up. But I want to get your opinion on it. Do you think that's a logical thing for Indy to do, or do you think that it's more of a logical explanation for them to just stay with their at with their picks?
Sorry, that was funny.
Colt's trying to die.
He's trying to eat like sweets and chocolate. But anyway,
he's trying.
No, but when it comes to the trade opportunity, you know, it's weird because I'm like, on one hand, you cleared this cap space, and you know, the word flexibility comes to mind. So you theoretically, like, it might take a little bit more moving around, but it is an option that I think is a lot more like worth a conversation than it was, you know, a couple weeks ago before the DeForest Buckner extension, which opened up all this cap space.
Yeah.
So will it happen, and should it happen? I don't know. That's probably a little bit of a, yeah, probably not, just because, you know, if you traded for, say, Brandon Ayuk, you're going to have to extend him, right? You're going to have to pay him or Deebo Samuel a pretty penny to be on this roster, right? I mean, no question in my mind, but I mean, no doubt, like, if you're able to make it work financially, I would gladly, in a heartbeat, give up round two pick, or even round two and round three. Like,
right.
I would do that because I believe that they are the type of impact player that you could be using, like that missing piece on this offense, right, in terms of the weapons. But again, you know, how likely is that? I would say probably 20 to 30%. That might be a little high even for me. I don't necessarily see it happening, but could be wrong on that. But I don't want to just completely shut the door on that because we didn't think the Colts were taking an edge rusher at 15. So anything is possible here in the draft time. And we've seen draft trades and stuff happen like this before. But, yeah, I don't think for where Indy's currently at, with already paying Michael Pittman over $20 million per year, if that's necessarily the move they want to go to and investing in another receiver they're going to have to pay big money to. So, I mean, realistically, Derek, I'm not sure how – much I think it's actually like a reality for Indy, to be honest with you. So
yeah, I totally agree. So now that just means more of who are the Indianapolis Colts going to actually take with that 46th pick. There's a lot of different opportunities here, Cody, and obviously taking defensive end, the two positions that we talked about the most coming into this draft for Indy. the wide receiver position and the cornerback position. Mm-hmm. Still a couple really good wide receivers out there on the board, and still some really good corners on the board as well. What are you thinking here for this day two? What do you think Indy's going to attack, and who are some players that you really would love for them to get?
Well, I go back to what we heard last night from Stephen Holder. I believe it was Stephen Holder that said it. The Indianapolis Colts were very much, and Chris Ballard even said it too. So not even Stephen Holder, but Chris Ballard even said, the Colts were trying to get back into the first round. And this was a different kind of language than he had even a year ago about trading up to the number three pick with Arizona.
Yeah.
Right? It was different. Like, the Colts were fielding, like, they were really wanting to get up there, I think, even more than they were last year with Arizona. But it just didn't work out because teams just weren't willing to trade out. That's why we saw hardly any trades at all. There was, like, the one trade before Indy. I think it was just one trade. Yeah. So teams were set on the guys that they had there. And so I think that's why that didn't happen. But, you know, we did ask the question, okay, Indy, if they were to trade up, what would the move have been? I think we both would probably say wide receiver.
Probably.
That makes the most sense for Indy. You know, if a guy like, you know, Roma Dunze, for example, or even Malik Nabers, you know, where they're trying to trade up all the way to six, I don't know. But, you know, somebody like that, that might have made some sense for Indianapolis. So I have to go wide receiver, if I'm being honest, and I think there are a number of wide receivers here in this round two, round three territory that make a ton of sense. So wide receiver and corner, I think, obviously are the two biggest ones. I think at the top, Derek, when you look at it, there are some guys that if they were somehow to fall even a little bit further, I think would be great options for Indy here at pick 46. So a lot of different guys here. Cooper DeJean, obviously the biggest one, the biggest name, a surprise for, I think, a lot of people who are expecting him to be a first-round pick. He's sitting there as the best prospect overall on the board right now. Still have Kool-Aid McKinstry there. You have a couple receivers as well. And Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman. You have, obviously, Troy Franklin. You have Ennis Rakestraw Jr., the corner out of Missouri. You know, so there is a lot of guys. But also, Derek, there's a few guys that are.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In positions of need on the defensive line, right? So, for example, Jerzon Newton out of Illinois, or
surprised to not see him taken in that first round.
Or the guy to Florida State, Brandon Fisk. Like,
yep.
A couple different guys there. When you look at the Indianapolis Colts, I'm just going to just scroll down a little bit to all the available guys. There are a couple guys, even Marshawn Neyland, who I know I really love, but obviously it's not a need now.
Right.
But like, so there's a couple guys that you could look at this and say, could they potentially go? And there's going to be a ton of corners. I mean, a guy like Kamari Lassiter, TJ Tampa. I know some people are kind of out on him. Javon Bullard, if you want to go safety, out of Georgia. He's still there. And I think he'll probably be available at 46. That so you could even theoretically trade down and still get a player like him.
And I was going to ask you that. Like, what do you think is the likelihood that Indy does trade down here? Because – I mean, it has to just depend on who on their big board is falling, right?
That's what I would think, right? Yeah, absolutely. It really does depend. I mean, it's similar to what we saw yesterday, right? I have a feeling if some of those top defensive guys were off the board, Indy might have considered trade back a lot more seriously. But as it stands, you know, they felt like they got the best defensive guy on the board in the entire draft. And so, yeah, I think it really does depend. You know, if we see some of these guys at not positions of need for Indy, go a little bit earlier. That would make a ton of sense for the Colts. And obviously, as Colts fans, we hope that happens.
Yes.
Because you want to get another pretty much pick of any wide receiver or corner you want here that are available in round number two. But say, for whatever reason, like Cooper DeJean falls. I don't know, you know, the injury, maybe some people have some concerns about that.
Yeah.
And somehow he falls to 46. Like, I could see a scenario there. But if, like, he's off the board and there's a couple guys, like we saw last year with Juju Brents, Colts traded down because they felt like there was kind of this cluster of guys that were right there, and Juju Brents obviously being one of them, and they acquired even more capital a little bit later in the draft. Yeah. And, Derek, we've talked about it. It's only 7 draft picks for the Colts. So that is not something we're typically used to. I mean, the Colts broke a franchise record
last year
in draft picks. And so the fact that they only have 7 makes me think that is a real possibility. The Colts could trade down a little bit later in that second round. And maybe they get a fourth or third rounder. I don't know if they get. I don't know if they get a third,
but you know, you could get maybe a fourth or fifth of fifths.
I think that's what they did last year. They got like a fifth rounder or something for trading down.
Yeah, I think it was a trade down for. Yeah, it was a couple other guys.
So there, just giving you more to steal the Ballard term, more darts on the dartboard, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So that is a possibility I could realistically see for the Colts, unless of course, like last night, there's just a player that's too good to pass up here for the Colts, and I wouldn't be mad at that if they went and got a guy that they believe is kind of in a different.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Tier than these other guys would not be upset
at
that.
Is there any player in this that you see like in the top boards right here that you would absolutely fall in love with if Indy were to get them in this second round? I look at Cooper DeJean here because, again, we were totally fine with Indy taking Cooper DeJean, but not at 15. It was just too early.
Right.
We were willing to even say, hey, trade back and go and, you know, get him like in the mid-20s. But here he is, still in this second round, and we know Buffalo ain't going to be taking it. And who knows if Indy decides that they want to trade up.
Maybe Buffalo deems, because remember, they got rid of their entire secondary.
Yeah, so that's very true.
Could happen.
I'm thinking they go with a Donnie Mitchell there at that spot because they need a wide receiver now.
I was going to say, if that checks out for whatever reason, like if the Colts did their research on Mitchell and they felt like he was a guy, I know there's some concerns about him and kind of, is he coachable, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if they deem that some of that's false, I mean, he's a home run hit here in round
100%.
Two. If he can put it all together, I mean, I've even said, I think he has some of the best potential in this draft out of any of these pass catchers. So I would not be upset about that.
There's a lot of great opportunities here. Wide receiver still open, cornerback and safety. Because the safety market, I have a feeling that safety market is just going to drop.
Yeah.
And honestly, Indy might even be able to take on a safety that they still like in the fourth round. That would be insane. So, I mean, getting me personally, I think cornerback and wide receiver is what they're going to be looking for here.
Yeah.
Wide receiver especially because, like you said, they tried to get one in the first round by trading up. They didn't get him, and now they need to have that answer somewhere here.
And I would love a guy like Kool-Aid McKinstry too.
That's another good one, yeah.
I mean, at one point, he was a projected first round, like, to Indy. Like, people were projecting Kool-Aid McKinstry to Indy.
At 15,
So, he has the talent, and obviously, coming in that program, and I've even seen people, Derek, that have, and again, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I've seen people even say he's a better corner between him and Terrion Arnold. I've seen people make that argument, right? So, Kool-Aid McKinstry, I think, would be a great pick for Indy in round number two. Now, will he get the 46? That's a good question. But, Derek, you know, we talk about this. So, obviously, pick 33 will be the first one in the second round. And then Indy, you know, what is it, 13, 14 picks, something like that. Math's not my strong suit, you guys, you can tell. But you look at all these. Let's look at some of these position groups. So, let's just say at the worst-case scenario, all the positions. This is not going to happen because there's going to be inevitably a couple positions that the Colts don't need. But let's just say, for example, you look at the positions of the top guys that are still available, Derek, in this draft. Can you go to just the overall real quick?
Yeah, we'll just go back to the overall. Here.
So, for example, we'll say guys like Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Mitchell, McConkey, Rake Straw, Coleman. We'll throw in, Lassiter, TJ Tampa, right? So, I mean, you still have the opportunity for a guy like Javon Bollard there, right? So, I mean, that's nine prospects here between the first pick in the second round to the Colts that I believe would be good fits at pick four. I would be totally fine in round two for the Colts to take a chance on them or take a swing at that position. Because I think those guys would come in and be an immediate impact type of player.
Yeah.
Right? So all that to say, corner and wide receiver depth, especially here in round number two, very deep. I think the Colts are going to get a good player. And who knows? Maybe we find this scenario, Derek, where I don't think this is going to happen necessarily, but it could, where the Colts trade up and they say, hey, Cooper DeJean should not be here. We're going to take him.
Yeah.
Or Kool-Aid McKinstry should not be here. Or Mitchell should not be here. You know, like one of those guys that were projected first rounders. If the Colts had them high, they could say, hey, you know what? Like, it's going to cost us a little bit of future draft picks. But if he's our guy, it's worth it, you know?
Yeah. It would be crazy to get DeJean and Latu. I mean, that'd be such a blessing for the defense.
Yeah.
And then all those people that were saying, no, you need to focus on the defense rather than the offense.
They'd be happy. I mean,
that they would be happy. Absolutely. Taking DeJean the second, that'd be interesting. And you're right. We have seen in every draft, there's always those guys that are like, oh, they're immediate day two guys. But then they like get taken in the back end of day two or even on the start of day three. So, I mean, we've seen that happen.
Fall all the time. Like, guys that you did not expect. I mean, do you remember? This guy popped in my head. Kalee Ringo.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was a day two pick. He went
early
to like,
day two.
What, like round four, round five?
Yeah, he went to like round four.
Late round four, guys like that fall all the time.
Yeah.
All that to say, I do think Indy will have a good opportunity here in round number two to get a very impact player on the offense or defensive side. Again, we'll have to see. I think you can go either way. You can make the argument. And I think, honestly, Derek, BPA between those two positions, I think you can't go wrong there if you're Indianapolis. So lots of opportunities here. And even, Derek, if you look at, some of the prospects, let's go down a little bit, look at some of the other prospects a little bit later. Like, you still have guys like Max Melton, right, a little bit later on, potentially in round two, maybe even early round three. You have, obviously, different guys as well. Here, Jaden Hicks, we've talked about. You know, you have – I'm just kind of pulling it up. I know a guy that I've liked, Troy Franklin is another name as well. Cam Hart, who we've talked about. There was that other wide receiver as well, Derek, that we talked about. I don't know if he's on this one or not.
What were you talking about?
Keep going down.
Wide receivers.
You're good. Keep going down. Malachi Corley out of Western
Malachi
Kentucky.
Malachi Corley. That could be a guy that 100% could be a very early pick. Honestly, a late second or early third would be most likely for him. So that's something that could.
Yeah.
And so, Corley is a great yak guy. Comes from that Western Kentucky system where they are built on that. And he's made a living off of that. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. And it's crazy because Corley right now on the big board for ESPN, he's the 11th best wide receiver on the board right now going into round two.
Which is wild.
So, that just tells you, Derek, how great this draft is for wide receiver. And that's why I feel like if you say you had a corner a little bit rated higher for the guys available, I would not be upset at all if he went corner in round two, wide receiver in round three, because strictly of the depth that Chris Ballard has talked about. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. I think that would make sense for Indianapolis. But again, if there's a wide receiver you just can't pass up, I totally understand that. I'd be totally on board for the Colts to go that direction, no doubt in my mind. But I think either of these positions, you can't go wrong here. If you're going to get a good potential impact player in round two, pick 46, if you stay there, or even if you trade down, I think there's still an opportunity for you to get a good player there.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be fun, guys. Day two coming up here today. Make sure to let us know your thoughts. Who are you thinking? What are the Colts going to do? What do you want them to do? All that great stuff. And that's going to do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.